USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the inauguration went off with virtually no incidents, more than 10,000 National Guard members still on duty were told to leave the Capitol building and set up in the far side of the Senator's parking garage. Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq war veteran, made some calls, and now Capitol Police have apologized to the guardsmen, and they were allowed back into the Capitol building Thursday night. Overnight temperatures were in the 30s. American trust in the media continues to erode. According to Axios, 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. The survey also showed that 58% of Americans believe that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology than with informing the public. Producers of No Time to Die, the latest installment of the James Bond franchise, have delayed its theatrical release yet again. Will now hit the theaters October 8th, according to Variety. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get a coronavirus update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Chu speaking there on NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first COVID-19 case in America was discovered in Washington State 1 year ago. The man, who was in his 30s, had reportedly traveled to Wuhan, China, and came home 2 days before the CDC began screening travelers. This is USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you call someone classic, it's a nice way to say they're old. Classic quarterbacks Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers will face off Sunday to see who's going to the 2020 Super Bowl. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he's always been a fan of football and Tom Brady.
I've always been a football fan, and I grew up wearing out a VHS tape of Super Bowl highlights. And as a kid, you dream about playing in Super Bowls and playing in big games and what that would feel like. And getting the opportunity to play Division I football was a huge dream of mine. And I remember the first moment I stepped on that field as a starter. And it was a special, special feeling. And the same feeling you get when you step on the field as a starter in the NFL, and then when you take your first snap as a playoff quarterback and get to the Super Bowl for the first time. A lot of special moments. This is just another one of those special moments in my career. And it's great, obviously, fodder for media outlets. There's just so many great storylines, and there always are. I mean, that's the NFL. There's so many great people and great stories to talk about. Obviously, Tommy's had an amazing career. You know his legacy is one of so many wins and so many accomplishments. And I've been a fan of his for a long time and enjoyed the few times we've gotten to play. I remember when I heard the news about him coming to the NFC, I thought this was a real possibility. And I'm excited about the opportunity to play against him one more time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.